Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can hear three people. Praise the Lord. Okay, I can hear about five people now. Praise the Lord. If you know that God has determined to favor you, if you have faith in your heart, if you understand that we are not gathered here with man, we are not standing in an assembly. The Bible says that we have come to a mountain that is, we are not come to a mountain that is full of fear. We have come to Mount Zion. We have come to the New Jerusalem. We have come to the assembly of the firstborn. We have come to the presence of God. We have come to the place where angels gather. Lift up your hands and begin to bless the name of the Lord before you called. He knew what you were going to call for. He knew what you were going to pray about. And he knows what you will be asking today. He knows what you need. He knows your heart. He sees your heart before you came here. He helped you to come here. He ordained, he ordered your steps. He knows what is missing in your life. The reason that he brought you here is so that he can fix what needs to be fixed. It's so that he can accelerate you. It's so that he can move you forward. Lift up your voice and give him praise. Lift up your voice and worship him. Lift up your voice and let him know that before all things, before your problem, before your situation, there is a God that is greater than your problem, greater than your situation, greater than any other thing. There is a God. There is a God. There is a God. He is mightier, mightier than anything else. Father, we thank you. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of the praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. Worthy of our praise, to you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
One more time, you are awesome here, Lord.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in Abba Father. You are worthy of our praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Beloved, there's something that provokes a man to provoke favor. If you are not provoked to provoke favor, you will not provoke it. Does that make sense to any one of you? In Mark chapter 10, we're told that Jesus went into Jericho and Jesus came out of Jericho. Nobody provoked anything from him. But as he was coming out of Jericho, there was a man who had been blind. Bartimaeus, his name. The man just heard that loads of people were moving. And blind Bartimaeus, the Bible says, when he learned that it was Jesus, when he learned that it was Jesus, he decided it's time to cry out. I don't know whether you understand that Jesus is here right now. When he learned that it was Jesus, he knew his help cannot come from a man. He has tried several of them. When he learned that it was Jesus, he began to cry out. He said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The people around him did not understand that the man was already very provoked. I don't know whether you understand what it means to be provoked inside you. It means to be desperate. It means to be tired of what you've been going through. It means you cannot, you don't want it anymore. It means you want to get out like nobody else. There is a law in the realm of the spirit. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. The spiritual realm is governed by that principle. By your hunger and by your thirst, heaven reckons. I have not met a man in the Bible who was satisfied without being hungry. Loads of people were following Jesus. They were not hungry. They had problems, but their problems were not big enough. They were able to accommodate their problem. Some people tolerate their problem. Some people, it's not yet big enough for them to cry out. Maybe somebody like that is here today, but the Lord will touch your life. You realize that there is no problem you're supposed to accommodate. Blind Bartimaeus cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." But there were people around Jesus whose problems were not big enough for crying out. There were people around Jesus whose problems really, they could accommodate, tolerate it. They said to him, "Shut up. The protocol here does not allow you to be crying out like that." Well, blind Bartimaeus was already provoked in his spirit. Do you know what it means to be provoked in your spirit? You are so provoked. All of those rules and regulations that people put in place does not apply to you anymore. You couldn't care less. Blind Bartimaeus couldn't care less. Blind Bartimaeus shouted louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." In other words, he said, "Who told you I am praying to you? Did I call your name that you are addressing me?" You know, some people, you don't have to talk to them before they talk to you. "Did I come here because of you?" But something else was talking to him inside of him, bigger than any voice. "Jesus, Son of David, you are the one that I want." The Bible says Jesus kept going. When he shouted again, the Bible says Jesus stopped. There is a shout that makes Jesus to stop. Jesus stopped. Many of us think we can just sit down and Jesus will come and meet us. Many of us think we can just already pray a little prayer in some corner and Jesus will come and meet us. Jesus stopped. Jesus did not go to him. Jesus knew he was blind. Jesus said to them, "Tell him to come. Tell him to come. I am not going to go to him. He's a blind man, Jesus. Don't you know he's blind? Is Jesus not supposed to go to him?" When the Lord said, "Tell him to come," and they said to blind Bartimaeus, "Where he says you should come," the Bible says he took off his jacket and he threw it away. And he began to go. Do you imagine how blind Bartimaeus found his way to Jesus? And he must have pushed against somebody and said, "Why did you push me?" Say, "Sorry, I'm on my way to favor. And he put somebody else. Sorry, I'm on my way to favor. And he put somebody else. Sorry, I'm on my way to favor. Oh, sorry, I'm on my way to favor. Did you offend me? Sorry, I'm on my way to favor. I will not let you and your stupidity and your ignorance stop me. You know, sometimes when you're on your way to favor, you come against people that come that will take offense. Can you imagine a blind man going to Jesus? Yeah, like this. He was thinking, he was smelling, all kinds of comments he had on the way to favor. And there he was. Eventually he got to Jesus. You have to be provoked to provoke favor. Oh, lift up your hands. I'm beginning to pray. Some of the problems that you have had, they are supposed to provoke you. To provoke you to seek God like you have never sought him before. You are here today. You must say, Lord, I want this thing that has brought me here must provoke me into your favor. In the name of Jesus, I want to receive favor before I leave today. In the name of Jesus, I receive your favor. In the name of Jesus, I receive your favor. In the name of Jesus, I receive your favor. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father. Oh, Jesus. 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 Let me give you this. We're going to pray. And I'm just going to give you two examples and then we're going to launch into praying. We heard earlier on Jacob was rich in money. When Jacob met his brother Esau, he gave him camels. He gave him something like 400. Camels at that time is like cars. That's what they use to transport things. That's what you ride. Can you imagine who can afford to give as a gift 400 cars? He was not poor. But he knew something was missing in his life. He knew the destiny of God. The destiny of God. He knew there was a reason why he was born. I am not just in the world. You know, if you have been through life and life has messed you up, somewhere along the line, you begin to give up on the purpose that you knew God brought you into a situation. But you will rise up today. You will rise up again in the name of Jesus. It's time for that purpose to come back to life. That purpose troubled Jacob. He had a lot of money, but he knew he was not in purpose. He knew he wasn't in purpose. The purpose kept nagging him. He was rich. He had money. But like the word of Ecclesiastes, his spirit would say, vanity, oh vanity. I don't care about this sheep and this goat because there's something greater. I don't care. Many of you have tasted some money. And yet your heart is not satisfied. Do you know why? Because there's a greater purpose for your life than whatever money or wealth or pleasure you have ever had. And Jacob kept going. Somewhere along the line, the Lord brought him into a place where he would be desperate enough to provoke favor. You know, the Lord has brought you to that place in the past. And you didn't understand you were supposed to provoke favor. Then an angel came to Jacob and began to rescue him. The moment Jacob recognized, this is the Lord, I'm not going to let you go, he said. The issue is, Is it the Lord? The moment he knew this is the Lord, he said, tonight is the night. Like Bartimaeus, he said, tonight is the night. Is it the Lord? They said, yes. He said, oh, we're going to rest here. Something must move today. You know, the thing that bothered me about Jacob was this. The Bible says the angel yanked the socket of his ties out of his book. How many of you have ever suffered a pain like that? When it happens, you will normally cry, isn't it? Actually, Jacob did not cry. He repeated the same phrase. If that's the pain you think will make me let you go, that pain is not as great as the pain that I'm feeling inside. I'm desperate more than that pain. Do you know what it means to take your bone out of socket? Can you imagine that pain? What pain can be greater than that? It's the pain of emptiness. A life that is going nowhere. A life that has lost its purpose. A life that is without destiny. A life that is just lived day after day empty. That is what provokes favor. God has created you for a purpose. In every place in the Bible where favor is provoked, is about destiny. Noah found favor, not because he didn't have money to eat. Noah found favor because his destiny was to save mankind. And when that time came, favor came. You're going to pray. There's going to be a resurrection. There's going to be a moving forward. In the name of Jesus. 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 At a time when the Bible says God was totally unhappy with the world, Noah found favor. One man. He lived in the time. Sodom did not even displease the Lord like Genesis chapter 6. The Bible says God regretted that he made man. Sodom was not as bad as Genesis chapter 6. That was the time of Noah. And at that particular time, there was this man who was walking righteously. There was this man who was living. There's something about that man. There's a price. There's something he was looking at. When you read Hebrews, you understand. The Bible says he saw his destiny. And he said, I must pursue this destiny. He found favor. You're going to pray. Every destiny that has been locked up or forgotten, in the name of Jesus, they are provoked, they are resurrected today. In the name of Jesus, 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 every destiny, every destiny, every purpose, in the name of Jesus, 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 they are provoked, they are resurrected. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Kama shendo lebahana, re mamorosi ende de leprose kebo, re mamorosi endo labashkebo, re mamorosinto labrosata de leprosikia, re broshkebo rosinto, ramora mamaman de leprose kebo, re mamorosi, rabroshkabo, rababasetelo rabahanda, re mamorosi, diala prosikibabo, rendo yele mosuria, re moshkebo, re morondi ele promo, da labrose kebabo, rando yala masuria raskibabo. Thank you, Father. There are two people in the Bible that the devil wanted to kill before they were born. Before they were ever born. The one of them was Moses. When it got closer to the time that Moses would be born, the devil raised a Pharaoh who said, kill every boy. Because one that carried a destiny was about to be born. He knew there was a destiny coming into the world. And if that boy were to be born, if that boy was allowed to grow, that boy would cause problem for the kingdom of darkness. than you are Jesus when he was born. Herod was looking for him. Many of you, you have had problems. The problems you have had, the attack of the enemy, is not because of who you are, but because of the destiny that you carry. And you think it's you. What's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. You carry a destiny that makes the enemy to be afraid. Your purpose is making the enemy to be afraid. Yet you are being afraid. You are supposed to be the one terrifying the enemy. If you will rise, the enemy will begin to run. You're going to pray for somebody right now. Grab their hand and you're going to prophesy into their life and say, I prophesy into you a rising up in the name of Jesus. 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 A rising up, 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 a rising up. Everything that has been put down, rise up in the name of Jesus. Rise up in the name of Jesus. Ramasheke Bradaya. Eleba sote. Kiando yelemosonte. Rimama mandeleboshkebo. Every tired hand, every tired knee. In the name of Jesus, rise up. In the name of Jesus, be lifted up. In the name of Jesus, be lifted up. In the name of Jesus, be lifted up. In the name of Jesus, Rama Sheke Brosete, Dile Bravo, Rendo Lamazonte, Cabro Shabo, Rando Lemosuria Sita. In Jesus' name, David was appointed as the king that will take Israel to its glory. There is no time in Israel's history when they have ever been greater than the time of David. And that destiny was known by God. David writes, he says, you knitted me in my mother's womb. You shaped me. He knew he carried something. But his father did not know that he carried something. His brothers did not know that he carried something. You see, some of you, you have come from a family that did not understand what you carried. They never understood that you have a unique purpose in God. For that reason, his brother were always oppressing him, abusing him, rejecting him. But David knew how to enter the presence of God and hear the word of God and be lifted up. He said, you are the glory and the lifter up of my head. When his brother talks him down, he goes into the presence of God and he receives a lifting up. Today, you are going to reject every word that anybody has ever spoken to you. Today, those words, every rejection in the name of Jesus, every wound in the name of Jesus, every misunderstanding in the name of Jesus, there is a lifting up and a lifting up and a lifting up and a lifting up in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. They spoke because they did not know. They acted because they did not know. But the Lord has found you. The Lord that found you, he will take you to where he wants you to be. The Bible says, he that began a good work in you, he has the power, the commitment to complete it. He will complete his work in you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just one more prayer. This one. I want us to pray that we'll recognize the moments of favor and the actions that God has already put in place to favor you. Let me tell you why you need to pray this prayer. In Exodus 23, God spoke to Israel. He said, I will go before you. I am going to do something to the enemy such that when you get to the land, the enemy will not have the strength to fight you. He said, I will send disease and I will send hornets ahead of you. What happens to an army that is diseased and have been attacked and stung by bees? They become weak. They lose their ability, their energy to fight. So God said to Israel, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead of you and I'm going to create a situation that favors you. In Numbers chapter 13, the 12 spies went to the land. When they came back, they said, the land the Lord is giving us is full of disease. What was it that God said to them? I will send disease. They came back and they said, the land the Lord is giving us is full of disease. The people living there are dying. They did not recognize the favor. God has already created an environment that they just walk into. And their victory would have been rapid and swift. It was an environment of favor. Am I making sense to you? Are you hearing me? God says, I'm going to make sure that your enemy is so weak. Imagine yourself as a boxer. And the night before you will fight, your opponent has stomach ache and he's got fever. And he's coming to fight you. What would happen? Even a little child can kick his tummy and he's hey, because he has lost his strength. That's favor. Am I making sense to somebody? That's favor. But what happened to Israel? Number one, they did not remember the word of the Lord. They did not remember God said, I will send disease ahead of you. Number two, they had fear inside them. They did not have faith like Noah. That's the prayer we're going to pray. Many of you should have gone into certain situations which God set up for you. But because you did not remember the word of the Lord, and because you were afraid, you stepped back. It stops from today in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every divine setup that's supposed to favor you, that's what we're about to pray. There are three things in that place. Number one is the fact that you will remember the word of the Lord. Number two is the fact that your eyes will be able to see what God is really doing. See, if you cannot see what God is doing in the realm of the spirit, you will only follow after the flesh. Number three, that anything that constitutes fear, the righteous are not supposed to be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Every time you notice fear inside you, you can say to yourself, this is not from God. There is no fear that is from God. Am I making sense to somebody? If you suffer from fear, lift up your hand. Let's just pray that. There's something. The devil robs so many people because of fear. Many people will not take the step because of fear. Today, in the name of Jesus, that spirit of fear, the Bible doesn't call it fear. It says God has not given us a spirit of fear. The devil is the one that gives the spirit of fear. He has given us a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. So today, we rebuke that spirit of fear in the name name of Jesus, every whispering of the adversary, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now begin to pray. Lord, every divine setup, let me remember your word. Let me recognize it. Let me move into it in the name of Jesus. Every divine favor that you set up for me, that you set up for me, let me remember your word that you have favored me. Let me remember your word. Let me not run back. Let me not move back in the name of Jesus. 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 Every divine favor that you have set up for me, like you set up for the Israelites, in the name of Jesus, Father, let me remember your word. 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 And let me have the courage and the boldness to move into it. Open the eyes of my understanding. Give me the grace to move by your word, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.